Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter ha-goisis. A goisis is a person who is about to pass on to the next world. Vayotze le-horeg, a person who was nigmar dinoy le-misas bezdin. He's being brought out to be executed. Zok the Mishnah le-nidr, someone says the value of that person. Tehegdish doesn't have to be anything. And for that matter, v'le-nerach, if he says the erech of that person tehegdish, he also does not have to pay. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya disagrees. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya Oimer. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya says that if someone is being led out to be executed, Nerach, and you say on that person, with the lashon of Erechen, Erkoi Olav, it is Chal. Nibnei Shadamov, because the value of Erechen kitsuvim betayra. It says, Beferish, there's a set amount for every age group. It doesn't have to do with how much the person is actually worth. But if you say his value without using the lashon of erechin, sitaka has no value. Nesha ain't dumb of kitzuvim. Here the Torah doesn't establish a certain amount. It depends how much that person would be worth if he was sold on the marketplace. And this person wouldn't be worth anything if he was sold on the marketplace. Rabbi Yossi says that a goisis and a yotze lehareg, noider, they can make a neder, umarech, they can say, erki alai, umagdish. And they're going to be magdish something to hegdish. What they say is chal, as long as they're still alive. V'im hizik, and if they would do damage to the money of another person, chayiv b'tashlumin, they would have to pay for it. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. We learned that if someone says on a goisis, a person that's about to pass away, or it looks like he's going to pass away, his value for Hegdish, he doesn't have to pay anything. If he says the Erech of that person, according to the Tanakama, he still doesn't have to pay anything. That's because the Tanakama darshens the pasuk of a Himidoi v'herichoi. He has to stand and we have to assess it. He can't stand. Furthermore, Vayotze lihareg, we learned, a person that's being let out to be executed. Now the Batrur explains this is Bebezden Shel Yisrael. But if it was the government, the Malchus that did it, makes no difference whether it's Malchus Yisrael or Malchus of Vilna Se'olam, everyone holds that both Marech and Erech. But if it's Bezdin, and he's being led out to his execution, and there's a long, exhaustive process. Bezdin didn't give Misa very often. Remember what we learned? According to one Man Dharma, once in 7 years, once in 70 years. But Lemaisa, this person is being led out to be given Misa's Bezdin, so Lo Nidr, if you say his value upon me, he has no value, and Lo Nerach. How do we know v'loy nerach? He could stand. He can't learn out from the pasuk of the midah v'richa. So this is learned from a different pasuk. The pasuk says, "Kol cheirim ashiyechra mina adam lo yipada." Chazal darshan that any person whose din is to be muhrim, in other words, he's chayv mises bezdin, is not included in the term pidyon. He's not nerach. Rechnina ben Akavya disagrees. He says he is nerach. He learns a different drasha from this pasuk. I has no value. Doesn't have to have value. Erechin doesn't have to do with the person's value. It has to do with the scale that the Torah set. If this is his age group, then this is what he has to pay. Then we add the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says in regard to a guy says, this person that's about to leave this world and the one that's being led out by Bezin to be killed. So Rabbi Yossi told us three things. He can make a neder and say the value of so-and-so upon him and he would have to pay it. It would be chal. He can say the erech of himself or on someone else. And it can be magdish something. He also said that if he does damage to someone else's property, he would be chayv b'tashlumin. But Tanur explains, this is the one thing that the Tanakama would disagree with. Tanakama holds that if he does damage, he's patur min hatashlumin. And that's because, look, he's about to be executed. Who's going to pay? Oh, is Yarshim going to pay? But do Yarshim have to pay when their father does damage? The halach is Yarshim have to pay on money that their father owed that's documented. It's in the shtar. Well, in a way, this is documented. There's Pashas Mishpatim, where the Torah says you have to pay if you do damage. But that's a machloikis, whether milva ksuva b'tayris k'ksuva b'shtar damya. The Tanakama holds milva ksuva b'tayris lav k'ksuva b'shtar damya. And Enochanami, the Torah says you have to pay. But that's not called like a shtar, and the Yarshim don't have to pay it. So if he does damage before he dies, the Yarshim aren't mechuyif to pay. You would have been much better off doing tshuva than doing damage. But Lamaisa, that's what he did, and the Yarshim don't have to pay. Rabbi Yossi holds, Milva ksuva b'tayra is ksuva b'shtar damya. That a milva that's in the Torah is as if it's ksuva b'shtar. The fact that in Pashas Mishpatim it says that if someone does damage, he has to pay, It's like there's a shtar that says he has to pay for damages. And Memela, the Yarshim, would have to pay it.